Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. Regular co-host John Lindo has the weekend off. I'll be joined by former Thoroughbred Los Angeles host Jay Privman in just a minute. We've got a big day of racing from around the country. Let's start at Santa Anita, 1 p.m. first post on a 10-race card, a couple stakes races there, plus a pick six carryover of more than $44,000. A huge showdown today at Oaklawn Park, the $1.25 million Oaklawn Handicap. That goes as the 11th race. Two stakes races from Keeneland today on their 11-race card. We'll also have coverage today from Gulfstream Park and Aqueduct. Let me bring in the former host. Good morning, Jay Privman. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. I hope I fire fresh off the layoff. And the reason I'm on is because John and Lindo and his wife, Vanilla, are celebrating their anniversary this weekend. So we want to wish them a happy anniversary.
Definitely. Happy anniversary to the Lindos. A well-deserved weekend off. And, Jay, we're going to jump right in. We've got a lot to cover today, starting with, of course, the huge race at Oaklawn Park. It's the 1.25 million Oaklawn handicap. We've got reigning horse of the year, Sovereignty, classic winner, Journalism, 2023 Breeders' Cup Classic winner, White Abario. This is where the racing world will be focused at about 4:20 Pacific time today.
Yeah, it really is a terrific race. Combined, these are some of the races that these horses have won. The Pacific Classic, the Breeders' Cup Classic, the Whitney, the Travers, the Jim Dandy, the Belmont, the Kentucky Derby, the Haskell, the Preakness, and the Santa Anita Derby. That's a pretty strong list of big race wins. Obviously, the rematch between Journalism and Sovereignty, who put on such great shows last year in the Derby, and Belmont with Sovereignty coming out ahead both times. And then, you know, White Abario, Bob, to me, is a very sneaky horse in here in a race where there's not a whole lot of pace. And I think of those, of the big three, he should be the most forwardly placed of those three. I've watched the workouts of these horses recently on ExpressBet, and to me, Sovereignty just kind of looks okay. Like, I wonder if he's going to need to knock the rust off a little bit before he gets back to his very best form. To me, Journalism and White Abario are coming into the race a little bit better, but you know, we've seen Sovereignty raise his game before, but considering the price and current form, I think White Abario is in a position to knock these big two off today.
I'm in agreement on one thing with you, Jay. I don't think Sovereignty's winning today in his comeback race. I mean, when he left after winning the Travers by 10 and getting a 115 buyer, I mean, he was clearly the best horse in the country. And, you know, I'm kind of with you. I don't know if the works, you know, I mean, maybe he's not a wow workhorse, but I just get the feeling he is going to be defeated today by one of the other two. I think Journalism's coming into it very well. And I agree with you, White Abario, he's going to be sent, I think, from the rail. He'll be in front of the other two. We know he's a first-class racehorse. So to me, Jay, the play is the exacta box of Journalism and White Abario. I'm going to try to beat Sovereignty today, and it sounds like you will too.
Yeah, I just think he might need one just based on the way he's looked in his drills. But as Bill Mott was quoted as saying in a story that Mary Rampolini wrote for the Racing Forum, they need to get going. It's time to start, and this is the race that fit in terms of the calendar. And you know, fortunately for us as race fans, to see him and Journalism meet again is a real treat.
And early in the year, too, really, for this kind of matchup, Jay, in April, I mean, a grade two that might be the strongest grade two we've ever seen with these three horses in it, and as early as April. So can't wait for that, Jay. Speaking of White Abario, that leads into our next topic. There has been a lawsuit filed by his connections against Breeders' Cup, Del Mar, and the CHRB over the late scratch right before the Breeders' Cup mile at Del Mar last fall.
Right, and this is a really tricky gray area to weigh into, because obviously there's been a lot of talk lately about vet scratches, not just in California, but we've seen it prominently at Keeneland. We've seen big scratches on the eve of the Kentucky Derby in Kentucky over the last couple of years. So this is a pretty hot topic. Specifically, though, to White Abario, you know, we were all pretty much aware that leading up to the race, he was under intense scrutiny by the team of vets, made it to the race post-parade, and then was scratched during the warm-up. He didn't race again for another 2.5 months. They skipped a race that it looks like he might have been intended to. So, and one thing about this situation, Bob, that I come back to, Mike Welsh, who does such a great job with the workout reports for the Daily Racing Form leading up to big races like the Kentucky Derby and at the Breeders' Cup, he has seen White Abario a lot over the years. The horse is based in South Florida. And I know that the week of the Breeders' Cup, and even the couple works leading up to that, he just didn't think White Abario was quite as good as he had been previously. So in this specific case, knowing what Mike Welsh was seeing, I'm not really bullish on where this lawsuit's going to go. I think I don't think it's going to be able to get through. I think it would open a complete can of worms if it did. While I'm sympathetic to people who are upset over their horses being scratched on big race days, but over the years, the numbers of horses that have been scratched and then have come back and either run or run well is not very high. So in this case, you know, I don't know that this thing's going to stand. By contrast, though, speaking of vet scratches, and if you don't allow me to just sort of opine on something here, there's a really weird situation that going on at Santa Anita right now that Brad Free has chronicled really thoroughly and I have great admiration for him weighing into on the news story on this, and that's that recent scratch of Queen Maxima out of the Monrovia. And it's just a weird story because it's supposedly the vets at the gate told the jockeys, including Juan Hernandez, who hadn't apparently gotten the message that was supposedly relayed to the riders, though by who remains unclear, that the horses needed to go up and back over the dirt crossing for a downhill race, even though Queen Maxima has raced well over that course numerous times prior. The stewards, though, were quoted in Brad's story as saying they were unaware of this. And obviously they're the ones who would scratch a horse if a horse didn't warm up properly or to whatever demands needed to be made for what reasons prior to a race. So in this case, this to me needs to be investigated by a functioning California horse racing board. I hope they do. I'm skeptical that they will. I think back to the modern game situation at the Breeders' Cup several years ago at Del Mar, which needed to be investigated thoroughly and never was. But if the stewards weren't in the loop on this, that means that somebody went rogue here and made a decision that the stewards needed to be looped in on and weren't, and that can't stand.
Agree, Jay. And Jay is referring, we talked to it a lot on the show last week, Queen Maxima apparently was threatened to be scratched if Juan Hernandez did not go back down the hill, cross over the dirt. In effect, this meant a half a mile jog down the hill, a half a mile jog back up the hill. This is all before minutes before the race. And Jeff Mullins had quoted basically Juan Hernandez as saying she had nothing. She was done by the time she got back up to the hill. She was an odds-on choice in the Monrovia and ran kind of a flat third. So, again, I echo what you say, Jay. Congrats to Brad Free. He's dug in on this. I texted him the other day. He's kind of done a Woodward and Bernstein on this, on a mini Watergate kind of coverage here. But he's done a great job, and I'm with you. This thing still has legs, and it needs to be thoroughly investigated, and especially with Brad's update. Right, Jay, that the stewards apparently were not looped in on this, and they're the only ones who can scratch a horse.
And that, to me, is the most significant aspect of this, Bob. Who ordered the horses to do that? What authority did they have to do that? And what authority did they have to do that without the stewards being looped in on it and okaying it? That can't happen. I don't care who at Santa Anita in management or some other position of authority apparently ordered this. But they can't do that without the stewards being involved in okaying it. That's just not appropriate conduct, and it can't stand.
Jay, we're 2 weeks in front of the Derby. We're going to talk about the seminars up there, but let's get a few Derby updates. I know Brad Cox worked a few of his main horses yesterday in the Oaks. We've got a defection of Life of Joy. And, Jay, kind of where we stand right now on a horse that I like, Chief Wallaby. I think he's at number 21 on the list. I'm hoping he can move up and get into the race. But from what you saw in the workouts, just maybe a brief Derby update.
Sure. So you mentioned Brad Cox's horses working yesterday, his main two being Commandment and, of course, Further Ado, comes off that giant win in the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland, and he worked well at Churchill Downs. He hits the ground a little hard for my preference, Bob, and it certainly hasn't stopped him from scoring some pretty significant victories. And the gallop out of his workout yesterday was pretty wild. He went a half mile in 48.3, and then he went the next quarter mile around the clubhouse turn in 25.1. So he was trucking along there pretty good. Commandment worked in company, 5/8 and 59 3/5 seconds. And out here at Santa Anita, I think the the horse that everybody's got a sentimental root for, So Happy, went 5/8 and 59-3, and he's going to leave California. Bradfrey reported on him as well yesterday. He's going to leave California and get his final breeze in back at Churchill Downs. So those were the local updates. This morning, the Puma, who's really, I think, one of the live contenders in the Derby, he worked down at Gulfstream Park in about 1 4/5. And then a couple of big long shots, the 1-2 finishers out of the Wood Memorial, Albus and Right to Party, they worked at Churchill Downs. To me, they're not significant horses in terms of the Derby context, but just wanted to acknowledge that they breezed. And, Bob, just getting back to the one thing you were referencing, I think that horse is going to get in. One of the horses above him, Stark Contrast, looks like he's going to go in the American Turf for Michael McCarthy. And between now and entry day, as we've unfortunately seen numerous times over the years, oftentimes when you start drilling down on these horses, something comes loose and somebody else comes out. So we'll see what transpires. But I would fully expect Chief Wallaby to end up in the Derby field.
Okay, good news, Jane. We've got two seminars to talk about. So John Lindo, John Hardoon, Ralph Sirocco, they're going to be at the South Point on Friday night before the Derby. Their seminar goes about 6:30. Let me give the number out. Get a hold of Steve Johnson out at the South Point, 866-780-7223. They've also got a Derby viewing party the next day. For more information, go to our website at thoroughbredla.com, and the poster is up there. Jay, you and I, you for the third straight year, will be joining us at the Rampart along with Dwayne Colucci. We have a great time there doing our seminar in the Cascade Lounge. We go through each horse. We show video replays of the prep races, and you'll sort of MC that. So that will be Friday night before as well. We'll get started about 6:30. So, Jay, those are two places. We're going to have the valleys covered there in the Northwest, and then kind of the Southwest part of the Southeast part of Vegas. So we've got it covered.
Yeah, we do. We've got it covered for the Derby seminars the night before, and it's right after the Oaks, which the Oaks isn't going to go off till shortly before 6 o'clock. So that's why these seminars aren't going to get started till about 6:30. But it'll be a lot of fun. As you mentioned, we've really had a great time the last couple of years, and looking forward to being with you and Dwayne again this in a couple of weekends as well.
Well, Jay, we're going to, since you're in the hot spot today, you've got to make a radio play, and then I'll come back and give mine. So where do you want to go for your play today at Santa Anita?
So, yeah, in the fifth race today, which kicks off that pick six that you mentioned, Bob, with the carryover of more than $44,700, I'm going to take a little bit of a shot here with a firster named Impressionistic. There's just enough crumbs being sprinkled around that lead me to believe that she's going to be live first time out. Her dam won first time out on the grass. She's already produced one offspring, among several, but one of her offspring has won first time out on the grass. And to me, the other really significant thing here is that Leonard Powell doesn't fire a lot with first-time starters, has Jaramillo riding. Jaramillo is not a guy that you put in the saddle for the sprint gimme, and then we're going to stretch the horse out and go for it second time out. To me, this is an indication that this horse is live, and so my radio play of the day is fifth race at Santa Anita, number 7, Impressionistic. What did you do in terms of your sheet for today, and who's your radio play?
Yeah, my best plays today are races 1, 9, and 10. I put $144 into what I thought was a very challenging late pick five. And Jay, our radio picks, we're going to bookend that pick six because you've got the first leg. I'm going to go to the last leg where I like number 9, Bright Eye Bungle. If you go back and watch the U.S. debut of this 3-year-old gelding, broke very slowly from the rail, I thought had some run through the lane, but was really kind of buried and just never had a clean path for the final furlong. So I think that margin of defeat is a little deceptive there. You get Berrios aboard moving to an outside post today, and I like the price at 5-1. So my radio play is in the 10th race, number 9, Bright Eye Bungle, 5-1 on the morning line. Jay, let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com, Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Ladies and gentlemen, live racing is back at Santa Anita Park as we begin our Hollywood meet this week. Come out today for world-class racing and our tacos and cerveza event. This trackside event will be filled with mouth-watering tacos from top local vendors paired with refreshing cerveza tastings. And we are just 2 weeks away from the biggest Kentucky Derby party west of Kentucky. You can't make it out to Kentucky, then Santa Anita Park is the best place to watch and wager on all the great races that weekend, including the Run for the Roses. We will have a Derby Day hat contest with terrific prizes, a Derby buffet in the Front Runner restaurant, a Derby barbecue picnic on the apron, and a family fun zone. Our first post for live racing Saturday, May 2nd, is 1 p.m. And please note that on Friday, May 1st, we will have a special first race post time of 3:15 p.m. to align with the great Friday night racing at Churchill that includes the Kentucky Oaks. It's all here at Santa Anita Park. Welcome back to the Hollywood Meet.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and Jay Privman. And Jay, before we get to Bob Mazursky, how about a word on our cowbred of the week?
Yeah, we just heard some of the advantages of owning a cowbred with that last commercial during the commercial break. And our cowbred of the week is a familiar name. It's Majestic Oops, who became the latest cowbred millionaire when she finished third last week in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom at Oaklawn. She's by Majestic Harbor out of the Almodovar mare. Miss Oops was bred by Dory Knopf, and Knopf is owned by Medallion Racing and Partners, trained by Dan Ward. She picked up $150,000 for that third place finish in the Apple Blossom, and her career earnings now are north of $1 million. In fact, exactly to the penny, Bob, $1,064,809. And a couple more Calbred mares on the docket tomorrow, with Catalina Cocktail and Syntax running in the Grade 3 Santa Maria at Santa Anita tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you for that, Jay. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. Bob, wanted you to preview, first of all, the feature today at Santa Anita. That's the American Stakes, goes as race 7. It's only a 7-horse field, but I thought very competitive in here. The 2-to-1 favorite is Almendares. How'd you see the race, Bob?
It is a competitive race. I went for the comebacking King of Gosford. I trust in Phil D'Amato to have this horse ready. The horse obviously loves this turf course. 5 wins over the layout. You know, he's fired fresh before, so I think he'll run well. Almendares, I guess he should be favored, but he hasn't really won a lot lately. He's usually right there, but he doesn't win a lot. I think Seal Team will improve second time off the bench for Richard Mandela. Sumter comes off a game win sprinting, you know, and he has been proven at a mile. And then Captain Chuchi's, all he's done is win 6 in a row. He's stepping into graded come today, so it's a tougher spot. But that horse certainly knows how to win a dogfight. So I'm just going to narrow it down on in my exotic plays. If I'm playing the late pick 4 or late pick 5, I'm just going to take a shot and use King of Gosford and Seal Team, thinking that he'll improve second time back.
All right. And, Jay, we wanted you to get a radio play from Bob, and I think you may have a little hockey chit-chat to do as well.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Bob,
Jay.
Bob and I are diehard L.A. Kings fans, and Bob, my question to you is the season going to last 4 or 5 more games? Because that's to me about all we can
Well, it's going to be hard to beat that team, but the thing that I keep thinking about is, you know, the year we – won the first cup in 2012. They were the AC. They were slotted against Vancouver, who was the number one team in the NHL that season, and the Kings won the series and then went on and only lost 4 games the entire run and ended up winning the Stanley Cup. So I don't know if this team is as good as that team. Every indication is they are not, but I'm hoping for the best. And, you know, anything can happen in the playoffs. Strange things have happened many times. 2 years ago, Boston had the best regular season of any team in history, and they were knocked out in the first round. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, no matter what, I'll be a Kings fan for the rest of my time on this earth.
Yes, likewise. And, yes, we will hope for the best. We will also hope for the best from your radio play of the day. Who you got?
I'm going to go to the 6th race. It's a maiden claimer. I like number 12, Bitter Truth. I think she's going to get the right trip. I like the fact that Jaramillo rides her back. She was 3rd at this level last time. Twisted Humor, the favorite, never seems to be able to seal the deal. She's been well bet. She's adding blinkers today. I think she's the horse to catch, but I'm hoping that Bitter Truth can wear her down in the final 16th of a mile. So number 12 in race 6, Bitter Truth.
7-2 on the morning line. Thank you for that, Bob, and good luck to the Kings. We'll check in again next week.
All right, sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right, that was Bob Mazursky. Now we'll check in with Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, John. I mean, John. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Jay. I've already forgotten. How's it going, guys?
Right. You know, we threw a curveball in today. Bruce, wanted you to preview the Elkhorn at Keeneland. That is the mile-and-a-half turf race with a full field of 13. That's race number 10, so an excellent betting race. I know you're following Keeneland very closely.
Yeah, I mean, it's quality every single day along with quantity. It's a great meet to play. This is a tricky race. This is not an easy one. No real standouts in here. You know, one of the prerequisites for me for handicapping races at a mile and a half is the ability to go this far. We don't have a lot of long distance races in North America. You got to have the stamina to win at this distance. You can't luck out. And the 2 Desvio has a win here in the Sycamore Stakes back in October that I think could beat this field. And this horse wants to run, I think, 2 miles. He just made one extended wide rally, and he looked fresh at the end of that mile-and-a-half race. That was, bar none, the best race of his career. He's gone to the sidelines. He's been training in a training center, I believe, in Ocala. It looks like maybe he's been pointed for this race. We know he likes the surface. He can run all day. I'm going to give him the edge. We get John Velasquez to boot. So the 2 Desvio. A long shot to maybe consider here is the 10 Presider. Presider is this former Southern California horse He could be the lone speed of this field in a race kind of lacking in pace. He was second in a mile-and-a-half stakes race at Sam Houston back in late January. Not a bad effort. He's going to be the horse to catch. He's 20-1 on the line. I think he'll go shorter than that. So let's go with the confirmed late runner, the two, Death's Veto, but I will throw in the long shot, the 10, Presider, is my second choice.
We always get two picks from Bruce, and last week at Keeneland, you gave us a dead heat winner, Bruce, Expensive Queen. That was a thrilling race in the Jenny Wiley. Jay Privman, you go ahead and get Bruce's first play, and I'll come back and get his Santa Anita play.
Yeah, Bruce, looking forward to hopefully seeing you in a couple of weeks when we're all up in Vegas for Derby weekend, and curious what you like for radio play number one today.
Yeah, Jay, looking forward to it, and nice to hear from you. Let's go to the ninth race, the downhill allowance race for fillies. And check out the videotape on the seven horse, Marion Cross. She was formerly a horse with speed in the inner last race at six furlongs. She broke okay. The rider wasn't super aggressive with her, but then the problem started a few strides in. I believe it was Rosa Parks, a horse on the outside, came over. Some horses came from the inside, came over. She was shut off right at the dirt crossing. So a horse that wants to be kind of forwardly placed had one horse beat down the backstretch. I thought she ran a very commendable race in defeat with her new running or newfound running style guys. Coming on late to finish fifth. In fact, I thought she was finishing probably better than anyone in that race. Look who climbs aboard, Jaramillo. You know this means that they want to get aggressive with her. If you look back at her career, she's a horse with natural speed. Her last race, much better than looked. If she can get an aggressive ride and be close up to the front, she could be very dangerous here. Ninth race, the 7, Marion Cross, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
I had a question for both of you guys regarding this ninth race. Start with you, Bruce, and then we'll go to Jay. Have you ever seen 9-2 co-favorites in a race before? I don't think I ever have.
That is very odd. And, you know, the morning lines, not to be critical, they haven't been good here. You can tell me. I don't know if it's an AI, generated morning line, but we just never see that, and I highly doubt there will be a 9-2 morning line favorite here. But I think, Bob, you've been critical. These morning lines have been off.
Well, and Jay, I know you've never seen one either. And Jay, I think you would agree with me. There is no chance Rethink is going to be 9-2 in this race. He's going to go a lot lower. There's no way Mars Magic is going to be the same price as Rethink.
I agree with both of those sentiments, but also you need to make a favorite. I mean, pick a side, make one of them 4-1, make the other 9-2 or 5 if you need to balance the line. But you can't have co-favorites at 9-2. That's just unprofessional.
Okay, that answers it, guys. tell us, Bruce, what's available today at betonbruce.com?
Yeah, we have three items today. We have end of the card, the last five races at Oaklawn Park with that great Oaklawn Park handicap in there. Also, full card at Santa Anita with as a combo with the late races from Keeneland with audio, and also best bets from Santa Anita with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
And we'll try to get Marion Cross home today as your radio play and make it 2 weeks in a row. Thanks, Bruce. We'll talk next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
Time for our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro. He's been doing a lot of work on Express Bet. We'll get their opinions. That's the next segment. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles, led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add $10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool with the promotion was a promo record of $86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, with Bob Ike and Jay Prigman. And Jay, how about a word from DRF? I know you're using Formulator because in your radio play today, you talked about some pedigree and some horses that won from a certain dam. So I know you're involved with Formulator, as I am, as is John Lindo. Tell us about DRF.
Yeah, the advantages of using Formulator are just profound. And as longtime listeners of Thoroughbred LA know, that you can bet with confidence when you use the new daily racing form, All Access Pass Performances, with one of the best-in-class products. You now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, the aforementioned Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today.
Let's bring in John Hardoon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. Watched a little bit of Aqueduct. You guys are back on the turf. The conditions yesterday looked good. What about for today?
Yeah, it's absolutely a beautiful day. Unfortunately, field size is still a problem. Horses starting to come back from Florida, so that's good news. The field sizes obviously will pick up, but it's been tough sledding the last couple of weeks. Really small field sizes, but you do the best you can. And all these late vet scratches, I mean, yeah, especially at Keeneland. It's crazy. It's out of control.
Yeah, a lot of them at Keeneland, including a horse out of their feature race today. We'll get to that with Scott Shapiro. John, just real quick, your feature today only has four horses. That's the Bay Shore. And just a real piece of trivia here. This is not the same Bay Shore like when Secretariat came back and won it in 73 on his way to winning the Triple Crown.
No, I don't think so. It's only a field of four now after the late scratch of the four Igniter. And obviously the race goes through the one Solitude Dude for Safi Joseph. Four career starts, and he's run lights out in all four of them. He's going to be very tough to beat. He's going to be 2-5. I think you're better off watching the race.
Well, John, through the rags and sheets, we always get two radio plays from you. Jay, why don't you get the first one?
Yeah, we don't want any odds on Bayshore horses. John, give us something we can pay the rent with.
All right, Jay, nice hearing your voice on the radio, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks in Vegas. Let's look at the third race today at Aqueduct, 7 furlongs on the main track. And I love the number 6 horse in here, always practical. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Linda Rice barn. Kendra Carmouche aboard to ride. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. She's going to get a great trip in here. She's going to be stalking from the outside. Number 6, always practical, wins today's third race out at Aqueduct.
And, John, where do you want to come for your second radio play?
Well, let's go to Keelan and look at the 9th race today, which is the Ben Ali Stakes. It's a mile and 3/16. And I really like the number 1 horse in here, Stars and Stripes. This is a 4-year-old colt from the Bill Mott barn, and this horse has gotten really good. His 2 races as a 3-year-old, either one of those races wins this race. The problem is that he is coming off of Lasix. But if Mott's running him here, I think he's okay. Another positive factor is that it's starting to rain at Keelan as we speak. This horse has 2 races on a wet track, and he's run super in both of them, 2-for-2 over the wet track. Has the advantage of breaking from the inside with Louis Sayers aboard to ride. I like number 1, Stars and Stripes, to win this year's Ben Ali Stakes.
And tell us what you have available today, John, at the website.
JONHJRDON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Keelan, Oakland, and, of course, San Anita Selections.
Very good. Have a great day, John. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. As I mentioned, he's been doing a lot of work on ExpressBet. He's always got his presence on Twitter or X. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, old friend Jay. How are we doing?
We're doing great. Yeah, and I know you guys haven't chatted for a while, so we'll pull Jay in here in just a second. And first of all, Shapper, we wanted you to also preview the Ben Ali, and John Hardoon just gave out a pick there in agreement with Stars and Stripes. Or are you going to go elsewhere?
No, I think he nailed it in terms of both my concern with Stars and Stripes and the horse I like. He didn't mention the fact that Mott has the other runner, the favorite in here, another runner, and that's Batten Down, who's the regally bred son of Tappet. It's kind of been underwhelming, except when he has things his way on the front end in these longer distance races when he's expected to win. Then he can dominate, but I don't necessarily know if he's going to have things quite so easy in this spot. I think there is likely to be at least a little bit of company, and it's just better fields for the most part than he has encountered in his wins. British Isles, the Santa Anita big cap, or of course the big cap winner, not a great big cap, but I think his win there fits well here. Has to prove he can run on dirt outside of Southern California, but he's taken to both surfaces thus far, and he gets Johnny V, so he should get a pretty good stalking trip. But I did end up landing on Stars and Stripes, not as strong of opinion as John Hardoon, but I do think he's coming into the race in his best form, where I think Batten Down and Rattle and Roll is going to take a lot of money, maybe have some question marks.
All right, both of our guys on a 4-1 shot. I like that, Stars and Stripes in the Ben Ali. Jay, what do you have for Mr. Shapiro?
Just curious what else he likes. I know, as you and I, Bob, both know, hard to imagine anybody who works harder at this than Scott Shapiro, so I always look forward to hearing his picks on the radio each week and wondering what you like today.
Ah, thanks, man. That's a huge compliment coming from anyone, but from you even more so. I appreciate the love. I'm going to go to race 8. I was between a shorter price and a longer price. You put a lot of pressure on me, so I'm going to come with a
you can handle it.
With a bigger price and take a swing. But We'll go to race 8 at Keeneland, which is a $140,000 turf sprint. It's gone 5.5 furlongs, of course, over their course. And there is not much speed at all signed on in here. I'm going to take a swing with the Florida bred number 2, Full Disclosure, who comes back off a break. This barn is not known for winning in general all that much, generally, and have not had any success in Kentucky. But I think he's going to be forward in a race, like I said, without a lot of speed. He's outrun his odds in his last couple of races against real good competition, Litigation, Reef Runner. So hopefully he can get to the front coming off the break over a new surface. We'll try number 2, Full Disclosure, race 8 at Keeneland, 12-1.
Schapper, tell us kind of what you're doing. I saw today you had made some spot plays at Keeneland, and then you covered the Santa Anita pick 6. Is that kind of your schedule, and where is that going to lead when Keeneland ends on Friday?
Yeah, so we will keep it going for another week like that. I'll cover Santa Anita not every day, but most days. And like you said, I have a full car or a full pick 6 analysis up on our blog right now. But I'll be obviously focusing on the Derby come soon. I think I'm going to have a really interesting spaces with a guy named Pete Denk, who some may know from his work with a guy named Kerry Thomas. But a friend of mine, I think it's going to be a good spaces. It won't be in the morning. So that'll be coming up somewhat soon. And then looking forward to Derby week. Really just kind of excited for the next Friday and Saturday, or two Fridays and Saturdays.
Right. Schapper, give us your Twitter or your X handle if people want to follow you there.
It's at ScottSchapp34.
All right, my friend. Good job. Good luck today, and we will talk again next week.
Great. Thanks. Good to hear from you, Jay. And Iker,
you
good
too,
luck.
All right, bud. Thank you. Hey, Jay, we got a couple minutes before we need to break here. Just a little bit of news and notes. Some sad news. We got word that Frosted had to be put down. Laminitis was the medical issue there. That came out on Wednesday in the news from Darley. This is a horse who won the 2016 Met Mile, and remember, he chased home American Pharoah in that 2015 Belmont. Gave him a scare at the top of the lane, but Pharoah went on to complete the Triple Crown. So your thoughts on Frosted?
I mean, his Met Mile is one of the most, if you don't remember it and just need a refresher, go back and watch it. It was wild. He ran off the screen that day. I was there obviously, and his race was dynamic. So I have a very distinct memory of his Met Mile win, because it was incredibly impressive.
And Jay, yesterday at the 2-year-old sale, the OBS, a 2-year-old out of a colt by Flightline brought $10.5 million. Good. Going to be hard to make that up on the racetrack, at least.
That's quite a swing for Amir Zidane, who we've seen take big swings, but this was well beyond what he's gone before. And, you know, obviously wishing the best of luck to them. To me, Bob, one of the most amazing things about a horse going for $10 million as a 2-year-old, which is just hard to wrap your head around, that means there was somebody else bidding almost to that level, because you don't get that far on your own. So somebody else was an underbidder that went to, what, 10 million or 10.2 before saying, you know, that's enough. And, I mean, got to have some real stones to keep throwing around that kind of cash for an unraced horse.
And I always wonder when the underbidder actually cries uncle. When do you say, you know, 10.4 was enough, but I can't go to 10.6? Where does that logic, you know?
At 8 or 9, we were okay, but when we got to 10.4, you know, I tapped out. That was too much. I don't know. It's a different world than what you and I know. That's for sure.
And assuming this horse stays healthy and comes into training, I think we would be looking at one Bob Baffert as the trainer.
Yes, that's Don's main man. They've done well together over the years, and hopefully we'll see that horse out here. I'm really excited. Just, you know, whether this horse went for $10 million or $100,000, just to see this first crop of flight lines get to the race is going to be really exciting.
Absolutely. Let's take our final time out. When we come back, Toby Callett, he's in South Florida. Michael Rona, he's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
I love you more than I. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Ladies and gentlemen, live racing is back at Santa Anita Park as we begin our Hollywood meet this week. Come out today for world-class racing and our tacos and cerveza event. This trackside event will be filled with mouth-watering tacos from top local vendors paired with refreshing cerveza tastings. And we are just 2 weeks away from the biggest Kentucky Derby party west of Kentucky. If you can't make it out to Kentucky, then Santa Anita Park is the best place to watch and wager on all the great races that weekend, including the Run for the Roses. We will have a Derby Day hat contest with terrific prizes, a Derby buffet in the Front Runner restaurant, a Derby barbecue picnic on the apron, and a family fun zone. Our first post for live racing Saturday, May 2nd, is 1 p.m. And please note that on Friday, May 1st, we will have a special first race post time of 3:15 p.m. to align with the great Friday night racing at Churchill that includes the Kentucky Oaks. It's all here at Santa Anita Park. Welcome back to the Hollywood Meet.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and Jay Privman. And Jay, if you can't be at Santa Anita today for live racing, 1 p.m. post time on that 10-race card, give us some simulcast options, please.
Yeah, we're spoiled for choices around here. Your favorite spot is the Derby Room at Fairplex. They're open and ready to serve you already. If you happen to be in Orange County, you can go to the OC Tavern at 2369 South El Camino Real in San Clemente. They're open for simulcast wagering as well. And down here where I am in San Diego County, a great choice is the Paddock on 5th at the Gaslamp Tavern, which is at 868 5th Avenue in the Gaslamp District of San Diego. And they open in just a few minutes at 10 o'clock. So three great places to go.
Thanks, Jay. And let's bring in Toby Callett. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, Toby, and we want to talk a little bit about the jock situation down there in South Florida with Edgar Zayas being in New York, and you were so kind of clairvoyant on telling us that Jaramillo would come out here and do well in California. Who are we looking at now as the top candidates for leading jock at Gulfstream Park?
I would say that Edwin Gonzalez would have to be in the mix. Miguel Vasquez, if he gets enough mounts. I know Sammy Camacho is here now, shifting his tack from Tampa. Generally, he goes to Monmouth in the summer. If he were to stick around, he could be a factor. But the biggest thing that I read out of Zayas winding up in New York is that he has a young family, and he's been here and obviously has earned a very good living and rides for some of the bigger outfits when they come south. The fact that he's going to New York to test the waters is maybe a little more of a telltale sign of what the future may be of anybody riding at Gulfstream Park.
Well, Toby, you gave us a winner last week in final payment, $5.80. That was at Gulfstream. Jay Privman, why don't you get another pick? We can make it two in a row from Toby.
Always good to hear what's coming out of Toby's Turf Club. What do you like today at Gulfstream, Toby?
I'll take you to the Nightcap, where the connections of number one Achieve are going to finally cash in, I believe, cash in on some of that $525,000 they spent at the Keeneland September 23 sale. The one Achieve should get the job done based on how well she's looked training. I like the 8 Rookie Move, the 7 Fruitful, and the 3 Cairo Girl to round the gimmicks out. That's 1-8-7-3. It could be all you and me, Jay, for the first time in a while at Gulfstream Park.
I hope it is.
Thank you, Toby. We'll talk again next week.
Bye, guys.
All right, that was Toby Callett. Let's bring in Michael Rona, our cleanup hitter from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob, and great to have Jay on board.
Yes, mate has filled in nicely for us today. Michael, tomorrow night you guys have the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity Trials, so tell us about those.
Yeah, there are 7 trials. This is the first Futurity of the season, and it's chock full of very precocious early season 2-year-olds. Jose Flores really hit the ground running in the first few weeks of the 2-year-old season and has several potential stars, including Contentious, who contests an early trial. And there's a lot to look forward to tomorrow. There are actually 3 2-year-old races on tonight's program, maiden races. And this weekend, for the first time, we step up to 300 yards. All of the 2-year-old gateworks and all of the early season 2-year-old races have been at 220. The first of the 3 2-year-old races tonight, race 5, is at 220, featuring a sibling to Jericho, AJ Million Sign, who was beaten a nose on debut. And then races 6 and 7 tonight are 300 yards, and that's the distance of all the trials tomorrow night. So the youngsters get a little bit more ground with which to work. In race 6 tonight, a 2-year-old filly maiden, there's a full sister to grade 1 winner London Toby and last year's 2 million Futurity winner Toby Sis. Her name is Home to Stay. She's going to be the favourite likely in race 6 tonight. And in the 7th, a horse called Border Wall debuts off a stunning morning work with a monster gallop out. So there are a couple of the youngsters to look forward to tonight. And no doubt Orlando will expand more tomorrow morning on the Kindergarten Futurity Trials.
Jay, we got about 1 minute with Michael. We need a post time and a pick. Jay Privman.
All right, Michael, you heard where we're at. Let's get it. Who do you like?
First post is 6:10. I'll go around the turn. Race 3 at 4.5 furlongs, a thoroughbred maiden claimer. Number 1, Glory Sunday, debuted 3 weeks ago with a third-place finish. Admittedly a distant third, but the winner has come back to win since. The second horse ran too well to lose by a nose last weekend. And with natural improvement and a slightly better getaway from the gate, hopefully, at start 2, number 1, Glory Sunday at 4-1 in the third race is my radio play.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good night. We will talk to you again next week.
Cheers, chaps. Hooroo.
Jay, thank you for co-hosting. Look forward to spending some time with you in Vegas in a couple weeks.
It'll be a lot of fun, and very much looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on today, Bob.
Thank you to Christian Insight. A great job, as always. Mike Willman, he's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris, and the SoCal Restaurant Show. That's up next. Good luck today. Cash some tickets. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.